we look at the second quarter, we had a real pile of 1, 2, and 3 to look into. It was quite a mountain for us. But moving forward, we hope also the program of Parliament will allow us to do that, because sometimes it gets so tight to an extent that issues like the quarterly report get focused the way we did. But of course, we would plan better moving forward in terms of how do we deal with that important stuff. So minutes are there, page 1, I'm sure it's only apologies and those that were present together with page 2. And then page 2, Honorable Zotisi. But I got your point. You said that you joined the committee later. It should be noted as such. Okay. Any other correction on that same page? If not, can we then proceed to page 3? 2.1. If there are no corrections, we can go to page 4, 2.2, 2.3, and 2.4. That is page 5. 2.5. 3. Moving to the next page, 4, at page 6, 4. 5 and 6. The next page, page 7, 7 and 8. Honorable Davis.
Chair, on page 8 it says that the committee congratulates the Ministry of Communications, the Department of Communications and its entities for a job well done for the year under review. I don't actually recall that happening in the meeting. If it did happen, I would like to just, I wouldn't like our party to be collapsed into that, because it wasn't a unanimous resolution of the committee to congratulate the Minister on a job well done, because we don't agree that she has done a good job over the last year.
Okay. Maybe before there's a response, Honorable Davis, if you can recall, minutes are not really per party. It's what prospered in the meeting, and we've never divided meetings so far. Possibly if it's something that was captured, but nonetheless, I was just showing that we can't say 1 minute. We don't normally put headers or even on minutes, but if it's reports, then that's where we are putting headers. Honorable members, the hands were up. Can I recognize the hands, Honorable Kekan?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say that, you know, this country is a democratic country. And everywhere, majority rules, including Davis, when he started to speak, he appreciated and thanked the report and started to read his report, his concern. So all of us, we were agreeing and but questioned some other issues. Yes, we all questioned, but we agreed that now we can see the light in the tunnel. And if David alone is disagree, it's unfortunate. 10 people agree, 1 person disagree, then what should happen? Majority rule. Thanks.
Honorable Kekani. Honorable Davis.
Chair, I don't remember us congratulating the minister in that meeting. If someone could provide evidence that we did as a committee congratulate her, that we took a vote agreeing that that was the standpoint of the committee, then I will concede that point. But I don't believe we did unanimously congratulate her, or did we take a vote where the majority decided. So whether or not it's majority rule is immaterial, because we didn't take that decision as a committee, whether or not it's unanimous or majority. So I would just like the minister to reflect that that was not a unanimous decision, a unanimous opinion of the committee. Thank you.
Honourable members, I'll request that you proceed. If that's what also prospered in the meeting, can I get a confirmation if that's happened so that it's part of what we have in the minutes, because we don't put headers on minutes. Honourable Zedi.
My take is that we are not coming here to design new minutes for what transpired on the 18th of August. And if my memory serves me well, I think that is exactly what happened on this particular day. So it might be correct to say Honorable Davis did not necessarily agree with that particular notion. And we can't force him to agree to a notion that he is not ready to agree to. So Honorable Degas, in a way, is right to say the meeting agreed, the meeting congratulated the ministry and the entities for the job well done. So there's nothing wrong in Honorable Davis and his party saying that they don't subscribe to that notion. There's nothing wrong. But I can confirm from the acting chairperson point of view that that's what transpired in that particular meeting. But yeah, there was also an agreement that was read upon on the particular day that all the responses will reach the portfolio committee by close of business on Friday, 21st. I see it's not totally captured here. There was a time frame for the response.
Oh, you have already gone to the other page.
Yeah.
I was still at page 7. Okay, we can take that one. It was already on the podium.
I was already on 8 already.
How would you like it to be captured?
I was saying there was an agreement that there was a time frame.
For the
time frame. Yeah, for the responses to bring the portfolio committee. That was Friday the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two issues here. Going back to the first issue that was raised to finalize it, we will say that that the congratulation to the department, it will remain like that. We'll just add with some exceptions. As an additional fact, so that you accommodate Honorable Davis, and then we're getting to that point. Honorable said is raising the time frame that should be also be amended in terms of the minute. Honorable Kansavik.
Thank you, Chair. On point 9, the last paragraph, it is captured there. The last line. Thank you.
Okay. It's page 8.9, the last paragraph, né? Where the committee deliberated. Yeah, it does have questions by Friday, the 21st August. Just next to number 10, where the minister's closing remarks before that.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine with that. It's accommodated. Thank you very much. Okay. So Honourable members, if we feel that is in accordance, is there another matter? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. On page 8 under 9, deliberations, of the fourth paragraph, it says, the committee deliberated on the presentations and resolved that number 1, ICASA must reinstate Alex FM community radio station license within 2 weeks. Now, we didn't actually resolve that in the meeting. It was a demand made by Big Boy Kakana, and whether or not that, I think some of us don't have the full background to this issue. But we certainly didn't take a decision as a committee to resolve that we must interfere in a Chapter 9 institution, which is what ICASA is, and that we must force them under the barrel of a gun to reinstate Alex FM's community license. Because remember, they are an independent institution, and I don't even think this committee could resolve to force them to do that. But the point is that we didn't resolve that. It was just a demand made by Honourable Big Boy. Thank you.
Okay, I'm glad you ended up saying Honourable. Because that's how we should. At first you didn't, but you have corrected yourself at the end. Honorable Kekane.
Chair, thank you very much. I believe that the issue of Alexander FM, it was not even started by me. The first person to speak about Alexander FM TV license is Honorable Matoba, followed by Honorable Ganyi. Ekana was the last person to speak about it. All of us, we spoke about it. I was the last person to speak about it. Even if you can watch the clip, you will see that I was the last person. I even start by mentioning that I'm leaving the meeting. So can I raise all my concerns? So you can see that Honorable Davis wanted to be beautiful like me. He wanted to be handsome like me, but at least he will try. It was what we have agreed upon, raised by Honorable Machoma, seconded by Kalimeng, myself and Carl Craig, aiding on it, and it could be that on that net. Thank you.
Okay, the member is disputing that there is any barrel of a gun, and therefore it means the minutes will stand. Honorable Davis?
If the committee resolves something, surely then we must take a vote to resolve it. Because all we had was a few inputs from, I can see that perhaps some other members did raise the Alex FM issue. Perhaps I wasn't, what is it, FM here?
Oh, it's TV. It's TV. Alex TV. Yeah, all of us.
So anyway, the point is that the committee didn't as a whole deliberate and then resolve. I mean, maybe your study group did that, and maybe you're confusing your study group with the committee, but the committee as a whole did not resolve to do that. And, I mean, because there was no vote taken. So, presumably, this cannot stand as it is because there was no resolution taken, Chairperson.
I wish you shouldn't raise the study groups and so on. They are completely irrelevant for this meeting. Let's focus on the issues, Honourable Members, and let's get progress. We want to raise the issues, but please don't be sarcastic and draw issues that are irrelevant. So, expanding the meeting, and it will be you, you know, and counter debates, and you know, for minutes. I mean, really, how could it be this way? Honorable Teddy and Honorable Mashaw.
You see, through you, Honorable Teddy, if there is a proposal and that proposal is seconded by another member and there's no objection, to me, it becomes a decision of the meeting. So in this instance, like Honorable Kana say, you are seconding an issue which was already proposed by another member in this instance. So I don't remember you objecting to this one. Unless people were to say I did object. That would have necessitated us to go for a vote. The fact that we did not reach that stage suggested that there was no objection as far as I remember. I don't remember you objecting. I don't remember.
I still have a list of hands. I'll take your hand.
What I remember is an issue that was raised by a member and seconded by another member. That is how democracy works. And that is how decisions are reached in any meeting. If an issue is raised, seconded by a member, there is no objection. Obviously, it becomes a decision of the meeting. In this instance, this is the case. And this is how the committee resolves on this particular issue. That's my
team. Okay, there was the next hand before Honorable Mashoma. Honorable Mashoma, is that? Yes, Honorable Kitan. Okay, should I just go to Honorable Mashoma? Okay, Honorable Mashoma.
Thanks, Chair. I want to correct the Honorable Member David. David, I'm sorry. This issue, Honorable, was not raised in a study group. If I'm correct. If you remember, we were in a sitting, we were sitting in an old assembly on that day, and we agreed about those proposals. Maybe, I'm not sure whether you were in that meeting on that day, maybe your mind was not there, but we were raising these issues of proposing of the TV radio station of Alexandra in all the assembly. Including
the first one.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable
Mashoma. Honorable
Davis.
Chairperson, the fact is that there was no proposal and no seconding and no opportunity for anybody to give objections in that meeting. Unfortunately, you weren't there at that meeting, so you won't be able to attest to this. But the fact of the matter is that there was not a proposal put on the opportunity to object. So there was no formal process by which this committee decided to resolve on this issue. That's the first thing. The second thing is that even if we wanted ICASA to reinstate the Alex FM's or Alex TV's license, we cannot force ICASA to do that because we are a political body and ICASA is a Chapter 9 institution, and politicians cannot interfere in independent Chapter 9 institutions. So we cannot force ICASA to reinstate the license. They have to follow due process. It can't just be a bunch of politicians in a room deciding it's a good idea. It has to follow due process. So even if we wanted this to be reinstated, we couldn't force it to happen. Thank you.
Honourable members, what I've seen here is that minutes, you know, they captured what happened in a meeting. Yes, and then the way it is, if there are issues that we further need to raise, the day maybe we have the council to reopen this matter and sort of discuss it in a way that should properly happen. At the moment, I think let's agree that it is captured the way it was. I wasn't there, but they were capturing minutes. And therefore, if all members second that is how it was, only one member says it's not like that, I therefore have to move with the flow at this point in time. Like you're saying, I wasn't there, and therefore I believe they captured it in accordance to the discussion which was there. Can I request that in future, if members are uncomfortable about anything that proceeds in a meeting, they raise it on the meeting that, no, that one we don't agree with it. Rather than us, once we then have to adopt the minutes, we want to go back to the proceeding of the meeting and change it. Because, you know, the intention of the minutes is not to restart the meeting that took place, but it's either to adopt or not. Yes, we can correct issues, but we cannot change what happened on that day. Can I request that we proceed? Honorable Van Dyke, Honorable Zodetsi, Honorable Kekan.
Yeah, I think the wording is not correct because it is as Honorable Davis says, you cannot, if you use must, it's like an order. And you cannot order ICASA as a Chapter 9 institution. That the wording must maybe just be changed then. We did discuss the issue, but I don't think the wording is correct.
Okay, Honorable Sandek, suggest that the wording should be rephrased. Honorable Sotesi?
Yeah, you must caution against rewriting the minutes. We have the opportunity to do correction. I think that's where it fits what Nofandik is saying. And secondly, it's a standard practice that in every minute we have matters arising to be discussed in the following meeting, not discussed in the same meeting where we raise matters. Not unless there's just a small issue to be attended to, but matters arising as well as the next discussion. Because we're going to spend the whole time discussing minutes and rewriting them at the end.
Thanks, Honourable Member. Honourable Kekan.
Yeah, thanks, Memory. I wanted to first start by saying that it's true we cannot rewrite the minute. Even the prefacing must be must is the way the language was that day, so that to say that we cannot interfere with administration, we know that there is a separation of power, and we can even analyze further or more than the way he understood. But that was the comment from the portfolio committee, that the administration will do their job, we will do our job. And you cannot tell us how to talk. Number two, yeah, I'm trying to deal with the issue of Alexander TV license, not FM. Thank you very much.
Okay, honorable members, maybe let me indicate that we can be able to further discuss the matter once the CASA is there. But for now, can we take the minutes? Like Honorable Sotis is saying, some of the matters do become matters arising. They might not necessarily arise here. They will arise when we discuss the issue concerned, once we talk about licensing. So I want to accept that we may not say that it's closed, and so on and so on. We have all the oversight activities that will keep coming. We'll keep engaging with those matters. At this point in time, I'm taking it that that's the reflection of the meeting as it stood. And can I then say, if there are no other amendments, the amendment is on the license, TV license. Yes, this is initiated. If there are no further amendments, can I put the minutes for adoption? I think you, Honourable Zedi, you had already put them for adoption. Can I get a second?
Can I just add something that I think should be reflected in the minutes that isn't reflected? The way that the meeting was structured meant that there were too many entities and not enough time for us to interrogate every single presentation. And I think it was a joint responsibility of all of us because we agreed to this program. And the minister was very unhappy about it because she wanted more time to explain some of the things in her department. I know that some of my colleagues from the other parties were also unhappy about it, and we were certainly very unhappy about it. So I just think that the minister should reflect that here, because there was quite a lot of discussion around that at the end, that in future we need to be given more time to interrogate the entities properly and to get full answers for them. And the fact that we had to rely on written responses was very unsatisfactory in the end. The fact that they're a week late was also a problem. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable
Kekani. My problem is that, you know, we will be, in fact, questioning our first agreement. And we cannot do that. I wanted that not to be even written there. It's us who adopted that agenda. Before we call those entities, it's us. It starts with us, and if we go back and started to reject what we have done, then it should tell us. Let us agree that in future, we as committee, we must check if we can be able to deal with the whole agenda. But remember, this thing was adopted by us, including you. Because remember that the first day when the chairperson presented this, we said no, we will do it. It's us. Thank you.
Honourable
Sotesi? Yeah, I think there's a misunderstanding here. We raised this concern in terms of the quality of you know, deliberations on that day. Because we had so many entities, and they couldn't, you know, respond to concerns raised and questions to the best of, you know, the expectation. And we agree that maybe in future we should try to look into maybe inviting few so that we have quality time in terms of, you know, deliberating on issues. I'm just trying to clear the understanding. That was because of that reason. Not that you are against the agenda of the day, but we have so many entities and they couldn't, you know, answer to our satisfaction, let me say. That's why we said we should look at the time that in future when we invite them, it must be a limited number so that we can give them quality time.
No, I don't remember. So remember once when we said, oh, is there another hand? Okay, let me take the hand first.
I think it's correct that we agree that even with these responses, we indicated that it would have been nice for these responses for us to get them in the meeting that we had on the 18th. It was also not nice for us to get responses in the manner in which we were getting them now. So that was the agreement. So the notion which says that this committee will have to sit down and review how we invite them in the near future. That issue was raised in the particular meeting. We agreed on the need for us to find a way so that we are able to get enough time to interrogate, engage with the entity, unlike the manner in which this particular issue was indicated. But exactly the agenda was agreed upon in the meeting. I think that is the essence of what we are saying. But we are saying if this committee feels there is a need for us to review the manner in which we invite these entities, it's up to this very committee to do that. But the agenda for this particular day was agreed upon by the forum.
Sure.
Okay, Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I think we're all basically agreeing. I'm not quite sure why Honorable Big Boy is having a big song and dance about it. But I think all we simply require is that is that the minutes reflect that we ran out of time and that there wasn't sufficient time to interrogate the entities. I think we all agree with that, because that is true. There was a lot of discussion around that, and even the minister was unhappy, and I spoke to the minister afterwards, and we agreed on that. So all I'm saying is the minutes should reflect that there wasn't enough time. That's all, right? Then, us as a committee, when we do the next agenda, we can look back at this, and we can use that as an example and say, we mustn't do this again, because look what happened last time. That's what I'm saying.
Honourable members, yes, possibly you would remember, once we started the meeting, I actually talked to this matter. It was also from the side of the planning, from our side, wasn't correct. So we actually, at first, there was no tree line for planning, and we thought to do an application, and then we can be able to sit for the whole day. But we are mindful that we cannot have entities within that short space of time, so there's a general agreement.
Sure.
I think that it won't happen again. We also do a commitment from the planning side. We have that agreement. Yes, of course, more planning was initiated for oversight of on such entities. Yes, we'll do it much better. We'll make sure that it doesn't. If you agree with the program in the meeting, you believe that you'll plan for that program properly, but the planning wasn't correct. Part of it is also largely to blame with Parliament, but also from our side, maybe we should look into the committee week, where we've got the whole day for the committee work, where we don't go to the House. And therefore, we want to assure the members, definitely we will ensure in future something like this does not happen, because it really makes us to catch and go and don't want to work that way. We also apologize from our side, with the planning, which puts members in such a tight corner. It shouldn't have been like that. Sure, thank you, honorable members. So I was then requesting the adoption of minutes. Okay, the adoption is proposed, seconded by Honorable Mashoba. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. That's not finished minutes. So let's get to the oversight report. Honorable Members, you'll see that we also did some executive summaries, and we have also identified other key things that really need to be looked into. I can only allow you on the second and third to make a comment, né? On this one, you weren't there. Okay. So, honorable members, this was the first oversight visit. It doesn't have a date. On the 23rd of July, 2015. And that oversight, we went to... Hold on. Let me just go through it here. We went to... Is that the correct one? Yes, I want to. We went to ICASA, to MDDA, to Films and Publications Board, and to the SABC. No, it's not the same. Oh, this is the truth. Okay, now I understand what you were saying. All right, the first one, our visit had been in Gauteng. And the reason is because all our entities, the entities of the department, are all in Gauteng. So the first meeting, we went to GCIS, we visited the department, we visited, what as well? Brand South Africa, I remember. Okay. Yeah, that was the cancer in MDDA. And the 26th November. 25th to the 26th of November in 2014. Okay, if I can draw the members to the page, is it page 2? Page 3? Those are on it, we have given that was the purpose, as already outlined before we left that member. one or two who were up to eight. And then the delegation that was there, you can see it was Honorable Galapo, Sayedi Madisha, David Van Dyke, and myself. And we also had some support staff from Parliament. We went to ICASA. Okay, Honourable Members, we went to ICASA, we went to MDDA, members will remember, and then we went also to, only two, yeah, because we had 3 days and it was that oversight visit where the third day was cut, so we therefore did not manage to touch the rest, but we managed to touch them in the coming visit. Okay. Members, I want to believe that all of us did go through the report, but still, I would like us to then focus on page 13, where there are issues that are raised from in MDDA and in ICASA accordingly. Okay, I'll come to you, Honorable Davis. Let me just finish, because there it is deliberations and recommendations. So we've highlighted some from MDDA, and then we've highlighted some on ICASA. And maybe let me take the answers. I would like us to focus on that thereafter. Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, you ran away with me. I'm still on page 11 on the SABC. The remarks by the committee and the board and the executive management, there was a remark made by one of the board members who said that the removal of the three board members...
Right? No, let me interject.
Yes, sure.
We're not there.
Okay.
We are going to do the three visits one by one. We started with the very first one. So,
sure.
which... Yeah, it's for November 2014. It's written, it's Gauteng Province, 25th to 26th November 2014.
I don't have
it. Okay, can I check if members have the three reports? You know, we've got four reports, basically. The other one is the summary of all the reports, the three of them. It's the one I'm sure that Honorable Davis was talking to. Okay, so it means let's have members checking if they have all the reports. The other one is it has an oversight visit to Gauteng Province from 25th to 26th November, dated... Yeah. I think there's a title on top, Honourable Members, I have confused you. I think it's not your confusion. It's how the title is put on... No, but we can then take each one by one. You can see there's a general title in the three of the reports. I'm sure that is the general title that creates the confusion. And I'm told that the committee section wants them to write that way. So the committee section wants to confuse us. Let's But then let's focus on the second part, because it's the one that gives us the dates for the meeting. And if we leave the bolded ones on top, because it will all be the same in all the reports. The second one does have 25 to 26 November. So to members have the first one, it ends up with page 11. 12. Oh, 14. It's back to back. 10, 14. Page 14. Are we fine now? Okay.
Would you have a page?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I need to take members to the last part, which is deliberations and recommendations. That is page 13 at the end.
Okay.
Remember it was MDDA and ICASA. We could not proceed the third day. Members would clearly remember when we were at MDDA meeting with the staff, a very vibrant meeting. If I was just as, you know, the engagement, I think that people were on the task. And, you know, some advisors that were coming on board, and how they were, you know, I remember they were talking about the printing services, how they want to relook into the printing of government, etc. I think we had a very good engagement. In ICASA, members should remember that we had a fairly demoralized staff, which were, you know, negative. I remember Honorable Davis asked how many would like to leave. Almost everyone raised their hand that they would love to leave the institution, just to remind the members, but also we were taken through their restructuring process, you know, a new line of march that had been drawn, how they're looking at the issues of the spectrum, etc., etc., and we met everyone else. So that was the meeting. Now, on the recommendations, the first one on MTTA, the committee was encouraged by the positive attitude displayed by staff members. Like I said, acknowledged that the staff was overworked. Yes, because many had a lot of work to deal with. And again, was impressed that the IT function was no longer outsourced but handled internally. That was for MTTA. However, the committee noted with concern that there was lack of communication between the board, the executive, and the staff. So that was glaring, actually. Therefore, the committee recommends to the minister that the following reports pertaining to MTTA be submitted to Parliament: a comprehensive training report program. A comprehensive report on impact assessment study, a comprehensive report on partnerships with various stakeholders, a report on compliance by municipalities in regards to 30% government spend, a database of community radio stations per province and per municipality, presentation on the pressure of employees, because as indicated, there is no growth path for staff, submit a proposal for a government printing. So those are the recommendations, and those were the reports that the committee actually recommended that the minister should actually assist us to have them in Parliament. Any issues that members want to raise on MDDA, are we fine? Can we then move to ICASA? Actually, I was just conversing with Tim Ngos. He's reminding me that the report has to be adopted by Parliament. And therefore, all those matters, immediately adopted, all those matters, the minister have to then respond to them formally. So that's why then the adoption of records of minutes becomes critical. So that once it's then put on the government, on the parliament system, it is compulsory and obligatory to the minister to therefore deal with this. So we can be able to use this as our reference point immediately after the report is adopted, so that we're able to get feedback on that. On ICASA, the committee notes with concern that spectrum license information plotted in 2004 is not updated. lack of capacity to conduct market reviews, the confusion on the roles of council and executive management. Over 70% of the workers indicated that they had thought to of leaving ICASA in the last 6 months, so it seems they were not happy. There was no consultation with staff on the organizational realignment and the reduction in the number of employees from 394 to 352. Staff is properly consulted, particularly on matters that affect. The committee then recommends, okay, recommends that the minister should ensure that staff is properly consulted, particularly on matters that affect them, such as the structural realignment. Again, ICASA presents its structural realignment to Parliament before it is submitted to the National Treasury, and no employee is demoted or retrenched as a result of structural realignment. Lastly, the committee has committed itself to follow up by conducting a second visit to ICASA in order to evaluate whether issues raised by staff have been addressed by council and executive management. That's the first one. The second one, monitor the interference of council in operational matters through its oversight mechanism. And lastly, also ensure that there is clarity to general staff in terms of the proclamation that saw the split of the department into two departments. So that is the end of recommendations. And that is the end of the first report. Any issues, honourable members? And if honourable Sadie?
So, I don't know how can we coin it, but the issues that relates to the morale of the staff as raised by a number of them on that particular day is the issue that cannot wait for Parliament to adopt a report. We had wanted a situation where the executive and the board follow up on those issues and submit a report to the portfolio committee in the May in terms of how are they dealing with the issues. If you remember, in our meeting with the executive, we did raise some of the issues that were raised by the employees, and they recommended that those issues be followed up. So to me, those are the issues that cannot wait for the report to be adopted by Parliament. So I see it's not properly concerned yet that the executive and the board must continue to follow up on the issues as raised by the employees in our in that meeting we had with the employees that relates to the low morale of the staff. I'm just not sure how can we connect. But the point I'm raising is that that one cannot wait for this report to be adopted by Parliament.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think we definitely need to restructure. It's our report. You know, we need to come up with something practical and implementable to actually say that the ICASA's structural alignment, ICASA must present it to Parliament before it's submitted to National Treasury. Possibly we're looking at it before the budget vote, you know, before, you know, once it goes to Treasury, etc. But you can see it was surpassed by events, and actually also, possibly it was a meant good at that time. It's completely irrelevant for now. Possibly what you can say is that you would need them to come and present us how are they progressing on this matter, rather than putting it as a condition before Parliament. I also agree that it is it's uncomfortable. We just have to correct it and say they will come and present on us and progress on the matter. So it's progress on the matter. Any other thing? Thank you, Honourable Member, for that. Any other area? Obviously, the only area which actually it was not treated so well. Any other matter, perhaps, from the report? And if not, can I then put the report before the Portfolio Committee for adoption? Any mover? Moved by Honourable Gekani Sekenda. I think anyone should second, because the only two members who were there is Honourable Van Dyke and Honourable Davis. And as far as I know, they're not going to second. So let's do it. They have been asking for a second. I can see they're even looking the other way. Okay, any second. Yes. Seconded by Honorable Grace. Thank you very much. We have a report now that will follow up in terms of the implementation. Addition. You agree? Right, let's go to the second report. The second report, it was an oversight visit, 21st to 23rd July. Am I right? Okay. The second report, it focuses on these following entities. Is the Films and Publications Board, Brand South Africa, and the Department of Communication, DOC itself. So members will recall that we had a very interesting engagement with Films and Publications Board, and we looked into the governance and the structure. They were also working on the disciplinary hearings, and they gave us an outline of how tight they are. And there were a number of other issues that members raised, and I think it was an interesting visit. Brand South Africa as well, we went there and we engaged with the staff. We also understood their concept and their intention, and we also advised as the committee members how they can broaden the bringing, for the country, etc. But it was also another interesting engagement where the staff was frank, open, and they were able to actually show us some weaknesses as well. Well, the department, as I joined members, from the other meeting, I remember that there was also a good engagement. There was a meeting with the staff. There was quite some few engagements that happened, and there was also another interesting engagement. But what I remember very clearly is that there was a time where the GCIS was integrated into the department. So once we went for a visit, it was when the GCIS was moved away again. It was just, maybe some few days a week where GCIS was moved again out of the department. So there was a to and fro movement by DOC. And it was based on the proclamation of the pronouncement. You know, they never stabilized ECCO. At first, they had to absorb GCIS and it becomes part of the department. Immediately they finished that task, then there was also a decision that GCIS goes out again. So that's why then for them it took a little bit longer to stabilize the department, because they had to actually deal with it, urgently, integrate urgently, remove it. But once when we went there, it was the time when they were starting, I'm sure there were some few days, starting to retain GCIS back to, being GCIS separately from the department. That's what I can recall and remind members. So members, there is a report in front of you with all its number of pages, which I believe the members had a chance to look into the report. Well, it's not page, we'll use the 6.4, 6.5, it's what the until to number 7. And then the 7 now starts with the recommendation. And there are various recommendations. Starting with the recommendation for Films and Publication Board. In relation to FPB, the committee recommends to the minister that Films and Publications must develop an education program that can be shared with members of parliament and members of provincial legislatures. So that it integrates the work of Films and Publications to a constituency work. Sorry to correct it once we were talking, but so that you saw that rather to pen. Okay. Films and publications, court must engage the Minister of Higher Education for development of the curriculum that will be relevant to pupils. The committee recommended commended the Films and Publications Board staff for the low number of employees taking sick leave. Meaning that they don't get sick at Films and Publications Board. So there was no, you know, that days of leave were just there. Sickhead. So meaning that possibly it is just a healthy institution. Are you raising something on the
yeah, can you maybe delete it and just when you leave? Because there are times when people think it leaves, you know, it's ordinary thing, and it affects the performance of the institution. Maybe just remove sick, say leave, recover for.
Yeah, it won't be so correct because they do take the leaves, but sick leaves are the only ones which were not taken. But the leaves, yes, they were taking leaves. Only sick leaves, you know, most of the sick leaves were just there. That could be the case as well, but that's the reflection that came out. Overall, the committee expressed its satisfaction with the work done thus far by the council. The oversight visit was very fruitful, and the information will assist the committee in its future engagement with the FPP. That's for the Films and Publications Board. The next one is a Brand South Africa. Yeah, if there's nothing there on the Films and Publications Board. And proceeding with the BSA, in relation to the BSA, the committee recommends to the minister that BSA must create a campaign package for members of parliament to use during visits to their constituencies so that they become brand ambassadors. Yeah. So that they also become brand ambassadors. Brand South Africa must collaborate with NGDA in order to make use of the community radio stations network infrastructure. Brand South Africa must expedite the implementation of an ERP system. Brand South Africa, I would suggest that I will just put ERP in full so that anybody who has the message also can understand what ERP is, including when we're seeing MDDA for the first time, but at least it's explained the same. Brand South Africa must make available to the committee a list of memoranda of understanding between Brand South Africa, government departments, and other stakeholders. And Brand South Africa must supply the committee with a breakdown of information on the cost of running their offices in foreign countries. The committee agreed that the visit to the department and its entities was a learning experience for the members, but the committee will be able to identify what are the issues that need intervention. Will structure it much cleaner. Okay, that is for the Brand South Africa. 7.3 is the department. In relation to the department, the committee noted that staff is made of specialized skill sets that must be protected and harnessed further. The second one, staff is general. Staff in general were afraid of management. That was a really... Well, actually, that's what came out from the meeting, staff meeting, which was answered by various people in the same meeting. Right? And then the third one, with concern that the capacity of the institution was diminishing. No, that one I didn't capture it properly. I didn't see any diminishment. I think number three, can we just say, you know, remove the steps? And actually, I didn't notice. Because I'm not very sure what to do. I didn't really see the sentence. Okay, with concern, the lack of communication between management and staff. Yeah, that one.
Yes.
So we've got 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. That test will go away. Can we then go to the last part of Brand South Africa? Of the department, sorry. The committee therefore recommends to the minister that the department must provide clarity about its policy on human development. That's one. The second one, they must provide clarity regarding the inconsistencies of the salary grading system. The third one should have monthly forums to engage with staff. The minister. Yeah, the minister. And then, yeah, I think also that one should go away. That one. Okay, we rather, okay, maybe let's say, but the minister should have consistent engagement with staff, because sometimes you can engage in form of memorandum, in forms of radio, in forms of communication, but we cannot specify the time and amount. I think on a monthly basis that should be a lot. That should be too much. So let's remove monthly. We can say consistently. No? The department must provide a report to the committee about a development of a system to guarantee media buying to the centralized and coordinated by the department. This sentence, actually, I'm sorry, members, it doesn't fall here. Yeah, but GCIS is no longer part of the department, so this sentence doesn't fall here. This sentence does not fall here. We will restructure it. We would rather say on GCIS since it's moving out. That would be what. Yes, of course, it came up because remember there was a mixture of the department and the GCIS. That did come up. But well, for us, because we're now aware that this GCIS is separately, would say the department will provide support to the committee about the development of a system to guarantee media buying to the centralized and coordinated system provided by GCIS. So we'll put it that way. Otherwise it becomes irrelevant when it's here. It won't make sense. Yeah. So let's put also provided by GCIS. I guess, okay, but we were mindful that there was that.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, I just want to get some clarity. These recommendations, were they recommendations we made at the time, or were they recommendations we're going to make from this point forward? In other words, are we coming up with them now?
No. Actually, we can't invent them here. Actually, it's part of with the initiative of the entire discussions. What we've done is just summarize them based on the discussions that took place and the activities and the observations.
Chairman, I don't remember us actually sitting there and coming up with a list of recommendations.
No, we don't do that. Sorry, Honourable Levis, let me know if you want to speak and finish, but we don't do that normally. Once we write the report, the reports of oversight, they must come up with recommendations at the end. So this is exactly what Parliament expects from the Portfolio Committee.
Please ask who wrote these recommendations then. Who wrote, I mean, where did they come from? Because they don't come from us, so where did they come from?
Honourable Teddy, Honourable Zotis.
concerning, Honorable Chair, is that when we are conducting oversight, the Secretariat is responsible for capturing whatever is happening in our engagement and that with the executive management and the like. And during the course of those engagements, there are certain things, issues that we recommend. I think that is how some of these issues were kept from the Secretariat point of view. The same applies to a meeting of this nation. I don't remember us now saying to the Secretariat, do you have a recommendation on one issue, on a particular issue now? It is their responsibility, as informed by the deliberation, to develop recommendations from what is transpiring in the meeting. Mm-hmm. And then that's how minutes will, that's how minutes are kept. That's my understanding. No, understand. The same applies to oversight report. Recommendations are captured by the Secretariat, informed by what transpired on the particular day.
Are you still on the same matter? Yes, Professor?
No, I accept that the Secretariat's job is to capture the recommendations of the committee, but my point is that we never made these recommendations. We never sat down and said, right, let's discuss as a group what we've seen today and what we think is the way forward, and then the Secretariat captured it. That's not what happened. So we are seeing these recommendations today for the first time. Do you see what I mean? It's not like it's the committee's recommendations. It seems to be the Secretariat's recommendations rather than the committee's.
Honorable Davis, you're not saying this for the first time. The recommendations were circulated in advance for members to comment. Please, can you allow me to also do the response and finish? So that if there are issues they want to change, they're not comfortable with, they can do that. They can still, at this meeting, do that again. It is a standard practice. Every visit, the Secretariat of Parliament does sit and write. That's how it goes. It comes with recommendations, but it doesn't mean that if the members don't want the recommendations, they must take them. That is why they get reports in advance, so that they can see them and write some recommendations that, no, we don't agree with this, but can change it. If they miss that opportunity, they can still do it here.
And through you, Chair, and if we follow the route that you are suggesting, even the routing parts, we should have, because I don't remember us sitting down and say we have noted the following, but they've captured the noting parts as informed by what transpired on the particular day. We'll end up not having a document like this one if we were to follow what they're saying. And that is their responsibility. That's the reason why they're here, even in this meeting. They're not participating here. Their role is to capture deliberations and decisions of the meeting. And that's the same way they're doing. As informed by all our things, they're able to summarize and come up with a document like this one. But I'm saying you want to follow your route, then we shouldn't be having it in a document like this one now. We're supposed to be studying now and spend 5 more hours developing this document. Is that what you want us to do? Exposition. Surely we can't do that. It's not our role. Then we'll be taking the role of the Secretariat.
Honorable Ketani, Honorable
Joseph. Chairperson, what you have done there is 100% right. The only thing is that Honorable Shadow Minister must be workshopped how to do this thing. Because every time is him complaining, instead of assisting us moving forward, this is not National Assembly. Is a portfolio committee, which means there's no DA, there's no agency, there's no what. So he must clearly capture that. I thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Sotese.
From your input, I just want to make sure that there are understood clearly when you say people can do other things in this meeting. Are you suggesting that if people want to add to recommendations, they can do so without changing whatever is in the report?
I got to make sure on that before I come to other issues after we've agreed on this one. I had two issues to raise.
Yes, no, so they asked if members feel this one, you know, we think we should catch it in this way. They can do that. Yeah. Because, you know, that's this the meeting that is going to adopt this report. So we can look into that. Of course, we do send them in advance so that members can be able to comment and send to us. So that once we bring the reports here, it's just for going through. But of course, it's not cast in stone. Once we're here, our responsibility is to look into that. Honorable Davis?
Thank you, Chairperson. I wasn't complaining about the process. I was just trying to get some clarity as to whether these were recommendations we'd made as a committee previously or whether they were recommendations that we were making now on the advice of the Secretariat. And this is the latter, and that's fine. I don't think it's a perfect way of doing it, but that's fine. I'm obviously in the minority. But on the Grand South Africa on 7.2, the first bullet point, I would like to voice my strong objection to that. It says that the BSA must create a campaign package for members of Parliament to use during visits to their constituencies so that they too become Grand Ambassadors. Now, I think we all know that when we go to our constituencies, we go there as politicians, we go there as representatives of political parties, and I don't think it would be appropriate for a body that is funded by the state to provide information for politicians to use in their campaigning. I think that that would be abuse of state resources for party political campaigning. So I therefore think that that would be inappropriate and probably unlawful. Thank you.
Honorable
Zedi, Honorable Zedi. Grand South Africa must create a campaign package for members of parliament to use during visits to their constituency so that they too become Grand Ambassadors. If you want to interpret this recommendation in the context of party campaign, then you have a point. And I don't think that is what they are saying. I don't think that's the essence of this recommendation. I don't think that's the essence of it. So his problem is his problem already. He's already thinking about party politics, and that is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Grand South Africa. The work that they are doing, us must then be able to even talk about the work that Grand South Africa is doing in our constituencies. I don't think there is party politics in that regard. That's my understanding.
Okay, maybe on my side of the comment is that, remember once when we engaged with Grand South Africa, part of what we're doing is that how do we assist them to expand the capacity of doing the work? Because we realize largely, if members can recall very well, they were using the trustees. You could see they had a very clumsy structure of trustees, and most of the trustees worked somewhere. In fact, they were ambassadors on their own. You look at others that are from banks and so on. So they were also talking about the forum that they have, whom do they meet with, and so on and so on. So we realized that what Brand South Africa is trying to do is expand their capacity to the little of what they have. And therefore, we actually, you know, part of each and members will remember that we've been taught that sometimes even when you go outside the country as members of parliament, we should be ambassadors ourselves to proceed with that kind of work. All those issues came in the light of that in terms of how we can expand that capacity and how we can make every member to plan the country. That was the discussion that was in that light. I don't know in the light of that, Honorable Davis, we still need to further proceed because the end was up and Honorable Davis is sent. Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I understand the distinction that my honorable colleague is making, but you know the truth is that constituencies are a political creation in our country. They are created by political parties. It's not the constitution that decides that we must have constituencies. It's each party decides. They divide up the country according to constituencies, and they are units, they're party political units. It's where we go and campaign. It's where we campaign politically. So, and that is my problem. I don't believe that an MP can go to their constituency without being a politician representing a certain party. which is why some of our constituencies overlap, because they're not, you know, we're not elected by that constituency. Our party simply deploy us there to win votes for our party, let's be honest. I mean, that is how the constituency system works in our country. So you can't distinguish between, it will be party political campaigning and it will be using state resources for party political campaigning. That's just how it works.
It will be another debate. You know, but I can equally argue, you know, in my constituent's office, not only ANC people come. I've been assisting people to link them with a problem, you know, who doesn't necessarily belong to that party. And honestly speaking, if I'm the one who can link them and say you belong to TD, I can help you, that will be a big problem, especially where I'm located. You know, everybody, I look at the problem and refer and request the department consent. Some, for instance, let me give you an example. If a disabled person comes with a particular problem which I know can be assisted, whether that person is ANC or not, I must help that person. So I think it actually possibly is another debate of how we should route the constituency office. We've been thinking that is another end for people who can't access government and so on to come to us. We definitely do take every problem that comes our way. We see ourselves as parliament, some of us, you know, or maybe some of the parties. But maybe let's leave it at that. But that the thinking is that we should also talk, Brenda, the country as well. That was the thinking. Sorry, Honorable Satis, your hand was up.
I think you're getting emotional. It is really an emotional issue, but you know, ever since the beginning of this meeting, I've been trying to be a mediator in favor of all the ladies, but not all this one. I think you're being oversensitive. What is said here is exactly what BSA is against, that we play politics when we go to constituencies. But you go there to, you know, within the context of BSA, to enhance the image of the country, you know, as a collective, as a citizen of South Africa. And my understanding here of BSA, it's to enhance the image of the country. Across party lines, not of politics when we talk about the GSA, it's about the country. So it depends upon what people want to say about their own country. And the last time I checked, I think Tony Leon is still a member of GA. Who wants to say to parliament, I'm also an African. This is what GSA is saying. That's my understanding of what he was saying. So if Tabun Beko was saying, I'm an African, said, me too, I'm an African. So I think it is within that context of Africanism as South Africans to you know, enhance the image of our country, not playing politics. Of course, when you can say we play politics, that's the name of the game. But when you do continue to work, assist people across party lines.
Okay, but also, Timmy was reminding me, it's also something that you took from the reports and the... What's the fourth parliament consensus on the is also in those recommendations of the fourth parliament that say the constituent officers should also further that. Maybe we can quickly refer to that. Like we can send the members circulate the fourth recommendations, you know, of that legacy report that we carried from the fourth parliament.
So what we are saying is that as a recommendation still stands. Mm-hmm. That's what we are saying.
Yeah.
Because it has got nothing to do with party politics. It's just for us to be able to talk about the work that BSA is doing. The same applies to any other entity of government. I'm also going to be surprised if in your constituency you will be shy to have leaflets which talks about MBDA. To me, you are part of this... parliament. So if you will also be shy to have leaflets about BSA as a member of parliament, I will have problems myself with you in that regard. So what I'm saying is that the recommendation still stands because it has got nothing to do with party politics. It's just for us to be able to assist BSA to be able to make inroads and people know about the kind of person that they are doing.
Oh, supported.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Sekani.
Honorable Van Dyke? I just want to know why there should be a campaign package for members of parliament. If they already have products that they use for advertising, why can't we just join in like the rest of South Africa and use that what they already have and provide as advertising? And but it, I must agree with the fact that why must we it's sort of the members of parliament. What makes them different than the rest of South Africa? Why can't we use the same products that they already have available and just do the advertising with that and then support them in that way also?
Honourable Van Dyke, a member of parliament is a, you know, a public representative. We are representing people in parliament. We are not like the rest of them. We've got an upper voice of even raising their issues, raising their plight in parliament. But as an MP, you can't regard yourself as an ordinary person. They see you as somebody who can actually do an intervention. That's an ambassadorial, whatever, position. It's not the same as Mam Kize or Ma, whatever. You know, it's not the same. You are a member with all those benefits and whatever in order to impact the with that one, I thought I need to do the interview. Honorable Sotesi?
Just one last question, sir. I think we're going to talk about this one and becoming more sensitive and don't have to say things that you're not supposed to say in this meeting about how people perceive South Africa when they can call themselves, you know, South Africans. Let me say we are ambassadors of our countries. Even if when we think, you know, that it was overseas, they don't see us as ANC, DA, IFP or whatever. They see ambassadors of South Africa. And I think that within that context that we have to preach to our constituency what is for South Africa. What, I mean, is functioning, this role, the role that it plays in as far as the country is concerned.
No, honourable member, maybe in summary, considering that it's a recommendation that we're also hearing from the first parliament, we do not see, as you can see, majority of people made input. I think I have joined as well in terms of this. I do not really see why wouldn't we be ambassadors on that one. I think the majority is that they also agree with it. But it's there anyway from the fourth legacy report, and members can refer back to those reports if they do need or it can be circulated for them to realize it's part of the recommendation that has been carried, because we are not restarting everything. We are taking whatever the other aspect and moving along with them. Okay, now then, honorable members, can I put this forward, this report forward for adoption? Is there any move for the adoption of the report? Moved by Honorable Kekani, seconded by Honorable Ndongeni. Thank you very much, members. Let's then take the last report. Hoping that the alarm that is ringing doesn't mean that there is fire. I wouldn't like you to burn simply. Okay, the last one was the SAPC, the visit which took place, is the very last one which most members will remember, because we went to the SAPC, Voice of Tembisa, where most members got the cups with their faces on it, Alex FM, ETV, and Multi-Choice. Actually, they started to multi-choice before they got the cup. So, of course, members, just for the very first time, we went to SAPC as we've been picking it. And we realized that we were right. It took the whole amount of time. It needed the whole amount of time to go through it. You can't touch and move. You need to really get into the details of the programs of the SAPC, which we did. Alex FM, where members had some experiences which were not good from the radio station, particularly the reports around finances. The Voice of Tembisa, which looked fairly balanced and understanding where they're getting to. That's why they could afford to print our faces on the cards. We're actually impressed. ATV and Multi-Choice, our members said to proceed, and they will actually share with us what was part of the last visit. So along that, honourable members, here is a report, and you can look at it.
It goes from page 1, 2, 3 up to the on the South Africa. I have already adopted. I'm sorry, Honourable Zodi. Okay. Is it a major issue which we can
answer? I think it is 7.3. The one that we have deleted. 7.3. Yeah, that's the department.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this point is talking to the one above. Because if the staff in general of federal management, it possibly expects people to resign. So I think it was addressing that. So the actual result of this year, there was a staff turnover. Maybe that's a wedding that we should deal with.
Okay.
But still the same question.
Okay, so we shouldn't drag the throw away the
yeah,
but
it's
like
the with, yeah. Because it talks to the one above.
Okay. Okay. Already. Maybe the wait delay. Yeah. Okay. Because there was, it's a sentence that was already there. Let's put it back and structure it in a proper way. Thank you. Already adopted. Then let's proceed to the next one. It goes up till to page 27. Okay. So the recommendation starts at page 25. Point number 11.1 is the SAPC. On the SAPC, the committee acknowledged acknowledged the role of the executive. The role of the executive for their commitment to the work of the public broadcaster. That's right. Expressed great concern over government funding of the SAPC. Okay, it's page 25 on the bigger report, the one that is much bigger. It goes up to page 27. It's the same, and then the recommendation starts at page 25. It's point 11. On page 11, maybe. Yeah, do the point first before we finalize the recommendation. Page 11. Yes, proceed, Honourable David.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to say, preface what I'm going to say with something, and I want to say this. I thought the SABC in general was a very good oversight visit as we did, and I think we all gained a lot from going there. The interactions with the board were especially useful, and on page 11, I think we've captured fairly well here what the SABC board's final remarks were on page 11, but there is one thing missing, and that is that one of the board members said something very significant in that meeting. He said that he noted the illegal removal of three board members, and he requested the committee to initiate legal action against the board, and I think that has to be reflected here, because it is a very significant intervention from somebody who sits on the board, who actually asked us to initiate legal action against the board for the illegal removal of those three board members. And I think that must be reflected here, because everybody will remember that intervention at that meeting, and if we leave it out here, it will be tantamount to censorship. Thank you.
Okay, is that on the same
matter? Yeah.
Okay, but I also wanted before... Oh, okay, maybe...
I wanted to clarify
this. Censorship. You know, we should not come with misleading information. I think if Honorable Davis had someone talking about that, he must mention the name of that person, because we are aware of propaganda and we were aware of how how he wanted this matter to be debated again. So we are seeing that we will not even enter in that matter because we were there. We don't even remember anyone talking about it, about that matter to be resuscitated. So please, let us not go there. Let us talk about other issues.
What I had, is not, I don't know, that I never had the institution of the illegal removal, was that we need to provide clarity on the issues of the legislation. That's what I actually had. And it was the member, Krish Naidu, who was actually saying we just have to provide clarity in terms of moving forward. And also that matter is captured. Let me see, captured on number 12, page 12, if we look at page 12. Which one? The first bullet requested the committee to speed up the appointment of vacant board positions in order to provide further stability on the broadcaster. Is in this, actually it's not talking to that. It was within the context. Within that context, they did also, that's what the totality of what was said, the requested committee to speed up the appointment of the vacant bond position in order to provide further stability to the broadcaster, but also talked about to even give clarity in terms of the legislation. Possibly we can add that. Honorable Davis?
Thank you, Chair. And I think you know as well as I do exactly what Mr. Krishnaidu said at the meeting. He said that the removals were illegal, and that the committee should initiate legal action against the board for the illegal removals. That is precisely what he said. I wrote it down. Now, we cannot just sit here and pretend that he didn't say that. He did say that. And it is very significant coming from a board member. And it has to be reflected in this report. We don't all have to agree with it, but it was said there. And that is a fact. I have written it down. We could also ask Chris Schneider himself what he said.
Okay, Honorable Kekan.
We are not here to discuss this matter. Chair, you just confirm that you never heard such a statement. But also, we know that Davis has been trying by all means for this committee to open this matter. You know, if Ms. Naidu has said that, Mr., we must request a clip, because where we were in that meeting, there was a recording. So that, and if Mr. Naidu never said that, maybe we should do something with Mr. Davis. Because we can see that he's always playing games here. He writes us letters about the SABC issues, he writes to the media, he does everything.
Doing your job. It's called doing your job.
He becomes the spokesperson of the portfolio committee while our chairperson is still alive. We don't know what is happening with this shadow minister. So please, shadow minister, respect the committee and don't try
to make a point of order. Just a point of order, actually.
I'm going to.
Let us take a point of order, please.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we'll take the point of order.
Are you really going to let him get personal about me? All I'm asking for is for something that was said in the meeting to be reflected here. That is my, as I understand it, that is our job here today. Now, I'm not playing games. When I write letters, when I do these things, it's called doing your job. That is what we do as MPs. I don't know what you do as an MP, but that's what I do as an MP, okay? Because I care about the public of this country, and I care about holding the institutions to account.
Okay,
if you're going to let him get personal, then I don't know where this meeting is going to go. But all I'm saying is I'm just doing my job. And if you don't like that, then you're probably in the wrong place.
All right. And honorable members, it's not correct to get personal on matters like the same as we're saying to him. You don't know what he does. And so let's focus on the matters.
No.
Honorable, hold on.
Okay.
Please do not get personal with Honorable Davis and focus on the content matters. Let's just see the meeting, with the meeting that way.
I can't be personal with opposition. What I'm saying is, the ANC is ruling. and we must make sure that we always not fall into the aims of such people. And I'm talking straight about Shadow Minister, Mr. Davis. I'm not personal. I'm mentioning what he's doing. It's true, he confirmed that he wrote letters, trying by all means that we should restart this issue. Again, he went to the media and talked about these issues whilst we are still alive. And we are the only spokesperson of this committee, not anyone else. So we don't understand his games, but we understand that he's an opposition. He will think like an opposition. He can't think forward for the country. Right now, he wanted to build this country. We are serious about transformation. There's no personality here. And I can't even compete with him. He is at my back. So if I'm running this direction, I cannot look back. So one thing and last is, Chair, we are saying that we don't correct that statement. We are rather get the tweet of Mr. Naidu. If Mr. Naidu has said that, then it will be recorded. If he has not said that, then leave those minutes like that. And then we will see that what the portfolio committee says about this misleading. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and we'll finalize it from the last issue that you said. We'll get a clip and refer.
Yes.
Thank you, honorable members. Can we then go to the recommendations? That is page 25.11, starting with the SAPC. We've made acknowledgements. The first one, the SAPC. On the SAPC, the committee acknowledged the role of the executive for their commitment to the work of the public broadcaster. The second one expressed great concern over government funding of the SAPC. Members agree that 2% funding was not adequate for a public broadcaster.
Yes.
Not
all the members agreed on this.
Pardon?
Not all the members agree on that.
On the 2%?
Yeah. We don't, not all the members agree that 2% of funding is inadequate. So the wording needs to be changed. The wording must be changed because it says that the members agreed, but it's not true that members agreed. I know because I don't agree. So the wording should be changed.
Okay, we are actually saying the committee. We cannot single out one individual. Yes, we understand, but the committee. Yeah, let's say the committee. Not members, ne? We'll correct the right honorable of the committee. Agreed, okay. I was still finishing the sentence there. That there should be a public discourse in order to ensure that the government protects the sustainability of the public broadcaster. Point three there expressed further concern that the editor-in-chief should be the CEO, but all editors report to the COO. Four, acknowledged all the challenges brought about by the legislated two division of the SAPC. Noted with concern that media generally has a negative perception about the SAPC. Noted that the oversight of the SAPC allowed members, should I say committee there? Oh, the committee to interrogate and interact with the staff, with the staff, thereby giving the members a better understanding of the complexity of the organization. Commended the registration of assets closures embarked by the SAPC, which was previously challenged and highlighted by the Auditor General of South Africa. Challenged and highlighted. You see, and instead of S. And then welcomed the increased use of Afrikaans content because of the lack of language services directed to service people that speak the language. Noted that the licensing of soccer rights is still a challenge, and noted the commitment of general staff of the SAPC as a reflection of a positively run management and board. the committee recommends to the minister that further collaboration between SABC and Parliament is encouraged in order to change the negative perception. Again, there is a need to conduct a public relation exercise in order to ensure that the good stories about the entity are told. A proactive communication strategy to quell the negative media coverage of the SABC is necessary and encouraged. And again, the SABC must report back to the committee on plans to circumvent ad revenue declines that are steadily regressing from the SABC revenues. And the SABC must provide Parliament with a breakdown report country by country regarding the news channel audience of 32 million viewers. That is for SABC. Honorable Davis?
Thank you. Just on point one, it says that we recommend to the Minister that further collaboration between the SABC and Parliament is encouraged in order to change negative perceptions. Can we just be a bit more specific, because it's not quite clear there exactly what we mean by collaboration. What do we actually mean? And I'm not sure. I don't recall having this conversation. So whoever wrote this could perhaps tell us what they mean by collaboration. Thanks.
Rather than collaboration, more interaction between SABC and Parliament is encouraged in order to change the negative perception of how SABC is viewed. Maybe let's say this. No, negatively outside. The negative image.
I mean, I must say, I do prefer what did we say? More interaction. That's better than collaboration, because collaboration makes it sound like we're at one, but actually interaction is better because we are separate. I mean, do we think that those interactions will help change the negative perceptions or not? I mean, they might not. They might increase them. I mean, if Lousy is here every week, I'm sure it will actually increase.
In fact, most of them come from you.
Okay, honourable members, please. All right. Of how SABC is viewed. Right? Okay, we have corrected it. We have removed collaboration, but we have actually furthermore interaction between the SABC and Parliament. Okay, to remove the further as well. Right? More interaction between SABC and Parliament is encouraged in order to change the negative perceptions of how SABC is viewed.
Why should we do that? That's not our work, to polish the image. They should do that themselves. Why should we interact on our thing? What about all the other entities? Why don't we, they're also not doing well, most of them, so why don't we, why is only the SABC to be responsible for that? I don't think it doesn't come over right. I don't think we as the Parliament need to polish the image of the SABC. That they should do by themselves, in the way that they do their job, and that, but the public broadcaster to actually advertise their product and to polish their own image.
Frankly, this is what members were saying. It's taken from how members responded, but actually before we came there, we were not aware of it. And it's from the members, it's from the committee members themselves, their responses when they're interacting and engaging and doing an assessment at the end. That is so, that is the reason. Okay, Honorable Sage.
The SABC is a public broadcast. Parliament and government, now we're talking about the 2% that we are giving to the SABC. There is no way a responsible parliament can give money to people and not be concerned if something goes wrong to that particular entity. There is no way. It can't. We are a responsible parliament who must be concerned about negative perception. like any other entity, if there is there are perceptions about any of the entities that report to this parliament, and there are negative perceptions about it, we must be concerned as responsible parliament. That's how we are coming in. There's no way we can leave this situation as it is, responsible as we are. Moreover, we are giving the money. We can't give the money and something goes wrong, you just keep quiet, as if there's nothing that is happening. As I've indicated jokingly to you earlier on, you are a beneficiary to these negative perceptions. Hence, you are not ready to assist in trying to clear some of these issues. Thanks.
Honorable Ketani, Honorable Fans Kalafi, Honorable Tsotis, Honorable Davis, in that order.
Maybe, Chair, in concurring with Honorable Fedi, in fact, he took my words. I wanted to say that maybe you should organize a workshop of 2 days for some of us here to understand these entities. And I want to remind some of us that they must understand we are not trading or doing what for SABC or whatsoever, Chair. I wanted to put it clear. SABC is different to all the entities. All the entities. You know how. It's a public broadcaster. That is wholly owned by the parliament, by the public. And number two, most of us here is dangerous. You see, to talk something without knowledge is dangerous. SABC again is a national key point, and many people doesn't know this. And I want all of us today to know, so that you will be able to, when you talk about it, then you must understand many things, because tomorrow you will also saw an article saying that they are spies. It's a national key point. There will be many things that involve many departments. So I wanted us to look at what they were saying. It's true that with this 2% they are political honoring. It shows that we are not serious. And he was there, Honorable Shadow Minister, to say that I even said we must go for 60%. It's what we should report them. 60%. And then I was seconded. Hey, at 1% cannot change what the majority want. 1% must bend the hip. If we were shaking, let me just say, must do the same. It's what should be recorded. We are saying 2% is a joke for public broadcaster. It must be 60%. Yalevo, I am the last two.
Thank you, Honorable Sanskarvik.
Thank you, Jefferson. I think we all agree, those of us who won that oversight visit, that we went there with preconceived ideas. And surely our mindset has been changed through the interactions. And that, I think that's where this recommendation derives from. What we used to know, or the ideas that we used to have before going there, it surely some of our ideas has changed. And through more regular interactions, we will get closer to each other, seeing that it is a public broadcaster, and that will ensure that the negative perceptions that we have, that the public have, and that we can surely influence also the public views on the public broadcaster, seeing that we can work very closer to the public broadcaster. Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, Honorable Sotesi.
Chairperson, I think there's a reason why we do oversight. And the mere fact that we have recommendation, it means the work I'm finding. And find it could be good or bad. Where you have good findings, you congratulate and maybe even recommend incentives as people being promoted. And where you find something bad, you also recommend, accordingly, for people to improve, hence the recommendations that we have now. What was the reason, if we're not supposed to say anything, what was the reason for dealing with the electoral issue? if really we're not supposed to say anything. I mean, if you oversight precisely to find the good and the bad, and then after, you know, act accordingly to make sure that the operations are as required by law. And as government, especially the entities that we fund, we have to, you know, have a big mouth to make sure that there is a value for money and not just fund and keep quiet. What's the reason for doing oversight if we just see things going wrong and we come back and keep quiet?
Thank you, Chair. I must say I do take exception to the allegation that I'm the beneficiary of the negative perception of the SABC, because as a patriotic South African, I want the SABC to work, and that is why I take my work so seriously, because I want it to succeed. I want us to, as a committee, to do things that help fix the SABC. And the way that you fix the SABC isn't with a public relations campaign or with more interactions with Parliament necessarily. The way that you fix it is you look at the underlying causes for those negative perceptions. And I'm afraid that these recommendations don't deal with any of the underlying causes. They only deal with the gloss, with the polish, with dealing with perception. What we should really be looking at is very serious recommendations on how to fix the public broadcaster to deal with the root cause of the negative perception. And I have some ideas on that, so if you can give me an opportunity to add some recommendations, I would appreciate that. Thanks.
I left out one point here, sorry. I know this one, so I'll read it. That I was not part of the delegation on the particular oversight, and I'm not so sure within which context did we talk about this Roman Sugar 8 welcoming the increased use of African. If members who were there could maybe assist me in clearing my understanding.
Are the members want to clarify? Honourable Pascal,
I think, Chairperson, it was agreed upon during the deliberations with the SABC that when we look at the vast majority of African-speaking people in our country, the SABC acknowledged that it doesn't have enough content to provide in the needs of African-speaking people. And when we speak about African-speaking people, we're not talking about white people in particular. We know vast majority of people in the Northern Cape, they are also African-speaking people. But they agreed that they trying to increase, they deliberated on the initiatives that they plan to increase the content of Africans and ensuring that it provides in the needs of all South Africans that speak in Afrikaans. Thank you, Chairperson. But also they spoke about local content in terms of other languages as well. To try and suit, especially when they go to the digital migration, when they are expanding the channels. That's why they said that they're working continuously on increasing the local content to accommodate all other languages, but in particular we spoke about Afrikaans in that instance. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe before I take you, just also making sure that we add also the increase of local content on other languages, because it was also part of it. Honourable Sotezi?
Although I disagree, but maybe people are saying this is taking some audit to come up with a finding that Africans are there. But if you want to switch to African channel, you can switch to that one. Maybe many people are switching on that one. But the wording as well is misleading. It has, it creates some, you know, interpretation that is not really good for some of us. If maybe we talk about improving on African content or whatever, but the main initiative put here, it's just some interpretation. It says something more than what we read here. If you can change the wording to be maybe to improve on Africans, whatever.
Okay, maybe I need to clarify as well. You know, because it's part of what came from the oversight when we briefed. It was 70 land which we could not actually, but the briefing. And there was general consensus around all committee members at Treve. I think it was based on oversight outcome, you know, in terms of the observation and the discussion. Maybe how would you like us to structure the sentence, maybe, Honorable Zotese?
Let's see, if we talk about the improving, maybe the African content. Yeah, it further says, because of the lack of language services, there's no lack of language in Africa, you know, actually Africans is dominating. So, that's why I'm saying maybe people have taken some audit, but, I mean, for lack of a better word, if we talk about improving on Africans' content, and you finish up the sentence. But here it's just some interpretation, there are many initiatives put here. I'm not saying we should go away with it, but we just to have a better understanding.
Do you mean to repeat maybe what we're saying, or maybe they put it in a better way, so that it can inform maybe how we can put the sentence?
Chair, as I can recall, we spoke specifically about Afrikaans, seeing that it was an issue of concern to the public broadcaster. That's why they elaborated on the initiatives that they're planning on to increase the use of Afrikaans content, but also to include other languages as part of their local content improvement.
I think what Honorable Sir did, just to clarify, the issue was the concern that was raised by the public broadcaster itself, and then they explained to us around the issue of the language and the need for expansion of it. So we're taking it from their explanation in terms of the need, what they want to do. But in terms of the sentence, maybe there can be proposal that if members want us to restructure the sentence, possibly can the members then propose how it should be structured, Honorable Sotis?
Yeah, so we say welcome the increase, I mean welcome the improvement on Africa's content. Because if we keep on qualifying, I mean if we show the history of SABC itself, it was dominated by Africanness and stuff like that. That's why I'm saying I'm not convinced that there's lack of this long six or whatever, but to improve the content, we welcome that.
All right. We'll use the improvement instead of increase, right? Improvement. Yeah. Okay. Okay, any other matter, Honorable Members?
I'd like to propose a recommendation. This is recommendation 5, that the Minister stabilise the public broadcaster by refraining from interfering in the work of the SABC board and reinstating those board members who are removed illegally. I'll repeat that more slowly if the Secretary wants to catch it. That's the one. That's it.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's a matter that we initially had disagreement on.
Okay.
So it means,
that issue was what you mean.
Stabilize the broadcaster.
Yeah, mine is simple, Jack. Is that say, we don't know why Honorable Shadow Minister is doing that, because we wanted, in one of the meetings when he claimed that the minister is interfering with the public broadcaster, we said he must tell us or give us a proof. Even today we don't have that proof. So why he wanted to play merry-go-round with us? That statement must not even appear anywhere. Yeah, it must take him to the toilet. Thanks.
Honorable Kagan, please, let's not use languages are conducted, a language of that nature in the portfolio committee meeting. Thank you. Can we then move to
what you said corrected, it was not on record when Roger Kama saying sorry. It should be on record because what you said before was on record.
Yeah.
We
want to apologize on record,
please. Yes, Chair.
Thank you.
I'm apologizing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So the sentence that Honorable Davis says is the same sentence that there was a debate about earlier on, and there's no agreement on such. Honorable Davis?
Sentence. Earlier on, I wanted us to acknowledge that Chris Nidey had said that the portfolio committee should take the SABC board to court. And I've just looked at my notes, and I can confirm that he did say that because I wrote it down. So I look forward to hearing that clip, which I hope we can hear next week.
Okay.
But I'll hold you to that next week. But this is different. You know, just regardless of whatever Christian Ivy said, all I'm saying is that we should recommend to the minister that she takes, that she stabilises the public broadcaster by refraining from interfering in the work of the SABC board. And I do have proof. I have the letters that she wrote to board members threatening them with removal. I can table that at this meeting if you like. I think I have shown them to this committee before. I think I've sent them to you, Chairperson. So I'm certainly happy to do that. I'm happy to provide that proof. And that we also, and that she also reinstates those board members who were removed illegally. And this was the crux of the legal opinion that we have. Now, this is a legal opinion that we commissioned as Parliament, and we could also put that on the table as well. So I'm happy to do all of those things.
Okay, can I just indicate that matter that Honourable Davis is actually raising was the subject of a portfolio committee meeting that was held and was finalised. You know, it was dealt with at that portfolio committee meeting. It will be difficult now to take that process to put it in the oversight report. That's what I'm here to do. And can I request members that I need to proceed to finalize the report and go to 11.2, which is Alex FM. On Alex FM, the committee commended the staff for speaking openly on matters affecting them and their commitment in growing the station. However, it noted with concern that there was no transparency in terms of advertising revenue generated by the station as one. The second one, the lack of staff training, said that the station was operating without a tax clearance certificate and viewed this as an illegal practice. Fourth, that there is a need for FTA broadcasters to protect the broadcasting space. Sorry, Honourable Member. For the previous financial year, it's in relation to the tax clearance certificate, right? Yes, it is. All right, it's after the tax clearance. That's the previous financial year of 2015 statements have not been audited, and this could have led to the station not obtaining a tax clearance. Five, lack of transparency in the station management. Six, the number of acting positions at the station. Seven, and that the board had spent over $1 million in renovations of the new premises, whilst it continues to pay 10,000 rand per month. That was the last one in terms of those recommendations. Then the committee strongly felt that the information provided by the deputy chairperson was very suspicious, and therefore the meeting was adjourned, meaning that the meeting collapsed as a driver.
Okay.
There are two hands, Honourable Pansalvi and Honourable Sotis.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we should insert the recommendation that the committee recommends that a proper investigation should be conducted into the financial affairs of the community radio station.
think, yes, that is captured. It will actually conclude the entire cycle. It's necessary if the situation is as outlined in the report. Thank you, Honorable Sastelvi. Honorable Zobdez.
Yes, I was actually going to raise almost the same concern about the recommendation on this matter here. And going through the recommendations, it seems the findings and recommendations are just taken as one. Secretariat will attend after the meeting just to make sure that they will divide the findings and recommendations. And I think the last part that you said answered my question, my concern, actually, to say the meeting collapse. What I was going to ask, just this might be adjourned after these findings, the meeting adjourned quietly. So when you say collapse, it's understandable, it did collapse.
Sorry, that was a suggestion by if you write this, so you actually mean that it then collapsed.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I had to actually bring that to the attention. But thanks a lot, remember, we are noting what you are saying. Yes, I hear you. Yourself next, Honorable Sadi.
Can is it possible to remove the suspicion that and instead suggest that the information is provided be verified somehow without necessarily putting the suspicion public?
Yeah, actually, suspicion doesn't, you know, we can't.
Yeah,
we can't
take a document to Parliament with suspicion.
Which is very suspicious like that. Okay.
I agree with that. I mean, we can't say that it's suspicious and that this guy's dodgy. And, I mean, the point is that we just didn't have any independent way of verifying what he was saying.
Yeah.
It needs to be a bit more, you know, official language, you know.
Yeah, so what we're saying is that the committee strongly felt that the information is provided by the social be verified.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unsatisfactory information provided. It's worse, Honorable Davis, when you say dodgy. So, yes.
Okay.
Yes, so we're going to say, yeah, was unsatisfactory to the person and therefore needs further verification. Sure, thanks, Honorable Member, that is correct. It actually takes on what Honorable Zodesi raised, you know, as well. Okay. Yeah, then that recommendation which was suggested, Honorable Pansker, that the committee recommends that a proper investigation to institute inquiries as was outlined by Honorable Pansker, we put it, then it completes the whole thing, and thank you very much.
So it means that the adjourning part of the meeting should then be a paragraph of this over. It should not necessarily be adjourning as a result of this information, which is suspicious.
Yeah, you can collapse the meeting. The gentleman can just collapse the meeting like that. So it should be, it must be separate.
There should be a new paragraph on the meeting that is
agenda. Yeah. Okay. So let's move to the voice of Timbisa. It's 11.3 after we've actually amended that one. The committee commended the station for the standing work that serves as a positive statement to the legislative outcome. Okay, testament that serves as a positive testament to the legislative outcome born out of new democratic dispensation interventions. All that referring to the radio's new inventions, how they worked well. Okay, the committee noted that some of the issues raised were within its competence and are policy related and committed to deal with such issues. I think we should have stated those things rather than to say some, you know, because it's very important issues that relate to community radio stations. I'm trying to remember, for an example, it would be issues such as how they got their funding. You know, in the past they would get money to move from the department, go to MCTA, then go there. The process, and now there's some development. But those are some of the things that the key things for the development, I think, would have to just state those issues. And then, yeah. However, it noted with concern, yeah, that's the committee, with concern and as a task to follow up on the complex relationship between ICASA and community radio stations in general. That's true. Huh? Yeah, I think that was generally what the observation, issues of licensing, the interaction, the communications as well with ICASA, and those are some of the things that we need to take forward as well. Possibly would also have to state some detail as well, particularly licensing, the process for licensing. Okay, the committee recommends to the minister that she must endeavor to share the strategy of Voice of Tembisa with other community radio stations. And again, must ensure that there is a healthy relationship between ICASA and community radio stations. I think what we've committed is also the interaction with MTTA. It should also be taken as the third point. MTA's role to the community radio station. Honorable Jotisin?
Yeah, I think on this one we should also deal with the wording of she must endeavor. I would propose that you say the committee recommends the minister to, and then the column, then you say endeavor, blah, 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 and ensure that there is a healthy relationship.
Okay. Thank you. It will be corrected as such. Recommended to Minister 2-1 to in level. Then we must also remove must. She must, yeah, in level to share the, yeah. We think that was the thinking here that the portfolio committee members saw Voice of Tembisa as one good model. I think it was interesting in various ways with small resources, of course. You know, electricity issues and so on, but they were really impressive. They were doing that when they're managing their funds properly, et cetera, marketing the radio station, et cetera, and giving us cups. I don't remember, on a note of at least a very good radio station, well, maybe I haven't seen most, but we think so far, a model radio station that we've seen. Can I put this report for the adoption by the portfolio committee? Proposed by Honorable Van Skalvik, seconded by Honorable Kekan. Seconded by Honorable Kekan. Thank you very much. Now, honourable members, those are the reports so far. But we had a summary that we have drawn, which the members can really go through it. It has nothing, it hasn't diverted from all the findings that we had, but it has made a summary of the three reports, and I'm sure it's just summarizing all what we've been talking. Where there was amendments, they will also accordingly be done on the summary. And along that, honourable members, can I then thank you for actually dealing with all these matters and adopting all these reports. Honorable Davis?
Chairperson, we still need to discuss ICASA and the SABC board.
But Honorable Davis was not finished.
Okay,
and I've noted
that. Just in case, people are packing up their stuff, so I just thought I'd
better warn them. Yeah, they're just making documents.
Good, I'm glad.
Okay, the other issues that Honorable Davis has raised are the matters that we discussed also when we were adopting the program. We actually made an undertaking that we're going to look into those matters, because those are the matters that have to be implemented by the portfolio committee. See, the matter of the SABC, which I haven't finalized as yet as it stands, because I'm actually consulting, I'm actually awaiting the responses from all the areas that deals with it from within the parliament program, and I'm sure it will be finalized. As soon as it's finalized, I'll bring it back to the committee. The issue of Honorable Davis?
Thank you, Chair. Just on the SABC board, can you tell us who you're consulting with? It's just not clear. You say you're consulting, but who do you need to consult before we discuss it in this body? Because as I understand it, we are the body that collectively decides the way forward without needing to consult with other people. So who are you consulting with?
The chair of SHED. So I'll get direction there and I'll bring it back to the committee. Even if we have to do decisions, we are also liable to other structures within Parliament because we are not also an authority on our own, and we therefore have to be guided where it's necessary. So that's where it is, and of course they're working on the matter. They did respond to me. They will give me guidance on this matter, and therefore, as soon as that guidance is there, I'll bring it back to the portfolio committee. Now, the next issue is on ICASA. The issue of ICASA, honorable members, can I just indicate, put it before the portfolio committee that we need to refer this matter to the subcommittee to finalize it and bring it back to us, look into the matters that have arisen, deal with them, and then bring it back to the portfolio committee as soon as it is finished. Can I get an agreement on that from the PC? Portfolio committee members, because we do need to finalize it. It has to procedurally go to the subcommittee that dealt with it. And can I request this portfolio committee to mandate and activate that subcommittee again to finalize it and bring it back to us for processing? Okay, agreed. Okay, thank you, honorable members. So those are the subcommittee, the dates will be issued to the subcommittee to sit, so that we are able to give feedback to the portfolio committee. Tim Ross will communicate with the subcommittee members. They should remain ready to avail space and time so that they can be able to sit and deal with the matter as quickly as is possible so that it comes back and it doesn't stall with the portfolio committee. On the note, along all those honorable members, I'd like to thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I agree. You must just remember how bad the world.